Dan and Laura on Hope 103.2. I have been hanging out all morning for this.
Yes.
We are chatting to, live in the den, the guy who throws things. It's Josh Hawkins. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. I think I've moved on from being that guy now.
Oh, yeah, but you're so many different guys.
Yeah, yeah, but currently I'm not that guy.
No, you're the dude who throws things and says really cool Aussie slang.
Right.
The video that people will have seen of you most recently that's actually up on the Hope Facebook page at the moment, you decided that you would educate the world on how Aussie slang works.
Yes, I thought I would. I'm a teacher by heart, I guess. So, yeah, me and my friend Reese put this together, and basically there's a whole range of different Aussie, I don't know, sections of slang.
Yeah.
There's, like, the names, like, bozar and wazza and lozza and, yeah.
Dan.
I know, I don't fit in there, Dana.
And Dan. what's your last name, Dan?
Whittison, so it could be...
Witty.
Witty! Witty! Great!
There's like also just, like, regular Aussie slang. Like, I can't even think.
There was like Smoko, except you guys, you said mornos.
Yeah.
I've never heard mornos before, like morning tea mornos.
Yeah. See, yeah, there was a few like questionable ones. But
it might take off, you never know.
If you say it confidently, it works. And
mornos.
In fact, if you're anyone outside Australia, they're going to go off you anyway, Josh, on what you've said.
Should we get some mornos? And like, what?
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, but the other section is, like, we just abbreviate everything.
Mm.
I feel like we're pretty lazy in that sense.
Yeah.
But also creative at the same time. So, you know, grab a chocky bicky for mornos.
Yes!
Head down to the Tav or the Bolo or the Ari for a nice bevy and a schnitty. with witty, yeah.
This is sounding really great.
This is normal, though, isn't it?
It is actually normal, but I feel like it gives credit to Australians for our ability to have conversations in half the time.
Yes. Oh, 100%.
Yeah, that is a great skill.
100%.
100%.
100%.
Now, please tell Sydney about your poor mate Reese and how he was discredited.
So my friend Reese, Reese Keir, just dropped the whole name.
Yeah.
He's an actor and, you know, he went through NIDA and stuff. I'm pretty sure he went through NIDA. Let's just say he did. Yeah, I'm sure he did.
You said it confidently. It's true.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, he's an actor. And obviously, you know, with actors, they're trying to get work and it's difficult. And, you know, trying to get your face out there is difficult. And so I was happy for him that this video kind of went a bit viral because it got his face out. He's made internet videos as well, which have been really funny. And we went on Sunrise last week and that was cool. We were on for like 60 seconds. So, like, you know, that was like...
It was a moment.
Hey, it counts, man.
You know, obviously he's trying to get his face out there. And then I got an email from the BBC World News.
Whoa.
I was like, okay, the world's quite a big place. and they wanted to interview... Well, they wanted to interview me and I was like, hey, do you want to get Reese in as well? He was part of the video. And they were like, sure, can you get him? I'm like, yeah, like, of course. He lives in Kings Langley, you know? So I messaged him saying, dude, BBC World News, we're going to be on it. And he was like, no, shut up. Like, you're lying. I'm like, nah, it's happening. About a day later, got another message from them saying, listen, we've only got room for one person.
Which can't be true. Surely there's enough room for two people.
You know what? Something I've learned out of all of this stuff is, like, the magic of TV is completely lost on me now. Like, if you think the BBC, you're like, oh my gosh, like, that's huge. The BBC, let me tell you, the BBC in Sydney is one room smaller than what we're in now with one camera at... a big TV so they can put the picture of the Harbour Bridge so it looks like your harbour side. And a guy just sits there playing on his computer while I talk to someone in an earpiece.
Wow.
So there really was just one room
for one.
Yeah.
Really was.
And so I texted Reese saying, dude, I'm so sorry, but it's just going to be me. And he was devastated, but he came up with a compromise. And he presented me with a T-shirt to wear on on the TV, which it was a picture of his face, one of those beautiful headshots as actors always have. And at the very top, in big letters, his Facebook URL for his page.
Yeah, good.
Tell us his full name again.
Reese Keir.
How do you spell Keir?
K-E-I-R.
And he is an epic actor.
He's a great actor.
Yeah, like he's a really funny dude. You should check out his videos on his Facebook page.
Let's go back to your first one where you were throwing things over your shoulder and everything hit its appropriate spot. Did you expect that to be so successful?
No. So I'd been posting the individual throws. Well, they started out as Snapchats. So anyone who was on my Snapchat was like, this is cool. And then I started posting them individually on Facebook and people liked them. But then I was like, okay, I've got to do a compilation. Posted it. Knew people would like it. Didn't realize the whole world would like it. didn't realize Shaquille O'Neal would like it.
Wow. That is crazy. But if anyone's going to like it and give you like the credibility, it's got to be Shaquille O'Neal. That would feel pretty good.
He's the man. If he says something's good, it's good.
It's good.
So how do you come up with the ideas for the videos that you have been doing?
It's probably normally on the toilet. That's
really?
Or in the shower. Oh,
you should just lie about that and give us some kind of different, cool, creative answer.
That is cool. Are you saying Josh is not cool for having great ideas on the toilet just because you don't?
No, yeah, I'm just jealous.
That's where good ideas happen. Well, they either happen like in the shower or just before you're trying to like get to sleep. I've got to write that down. Otherwise, I'm going to forget. So there's no magic behind it. It's just, what am I thinking right now?
And I'll film it.
I like your key. I like your key to why and how you get to do it. Because Laura and I were saying just before, oh my goodness, you're such a good shot. That's amazing. And you said it was all
Patience.
So my question is,
patience and skill.
You're a youth pastor, which is fantastic.
Kind of. Young adults.
Young adults.
We're all youth though, right?
What counts as a young adult? Am I still a young adult?
How old are you again?
34.
Nah.
Ooh, no.
You're pushing it.
The problem with young adult, the term is, where do you end it? There's a pretty distinct start. That's like 18, pretty much. But then, I've been trying to answer that golden question for the last
year. Have you been trying to wean people out of your young adults ministry?
I haven't. Okay, I haven't had to do that yet. I'm like, if you feel like a young adult, and maybe you still do, then.
So I'm a young adult.
Yeah, you're a young adult.
You can be a young adult.
The question is this. Did you create the videos at some stage to teach patience in some way, shape, or form?
No.
Again, that would have been really cool. Deep question. It would have been cool if it was.
Although I did learn patience.
Okay.
Although I already had good patience. I feel like that's my spiritual gift, patience. Oh. It's like I always had to wait. I was always patient. So this was like nothing. But that knife throw, I don't know if you saw the knife one.
Oh, yes.
That was very testing. I feel like I went to next level of patience.
How long?
Overall, and I did it over 2 weeks because I just kind of was so frustrated with it. Overall, it probably took about 6, maybe 7 hours.
Whoa.
Just for one split second. Yeah.
Wow. But hey, you get a lot of views out of it. Obviously, it creates great community, these sort of videos that you see online. And Dan tries to do things like throw things behind his head every now and again.
How'd you go with that?
Not very good, but I'm not very patient.
That's the thing.
We have a challenge, if it's cool, for you. Because you are very good, as well as being patient. You're very good at this. And it's throwing something over our heads. We're each going to try. We're going to compete
good.
To see who can do it first.
What have you got?
I can see a shoe. Oh.
It's this broken old chair.
Jeez.
We're going to flip it over our heads and try and land it in the skip bin out the back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we'll go outside.
That's probably the biggest thing I've ever had to try and throw.
All right.
But it's into a skip bin, so I feel like the odds are in your favour. In terms of it working, like size ratio,
I reckon. Yeah, I'm confident.
Okay, we have a
Jesus take the wheel.
Yeah, I know. I want to take the wheel for me too.
Well, he can take all of our wheels.
Okay, we've got a few minutes during this song. We'll come back and let you know how it went. Dan and Laura on Hope 103.2. Oh my goodness! What a 3 minutes we've had.
I think I hurt my shoulder a little bit.
We have just been outside because we're joined by Josh Hawkins. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
Josh is infamous worldwide on YouTube for throwing things over his head, now for speaking Aussie slang to the world. Right. And we just ran outside to see who could throw a broken chair over their head into the skip.
How'd it go?
I would like to... I would like to say that I did phenomenally well and beat Dan. Mm-hmm. But truth of the story is that Dan and I, even though our throwing technique was a little different and, I mean, mine was far superior, we did achieve the same objective of getting it just in front of the skip bin.
Yeah.
But, however, Josh, of course, is the champion of the throwing things of slang.
First
did it.
Throw as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I roll.
He didn't even need the patience for that.
No. Now, I'm going to go somewhere. Now, I'm just going
to
go.
Okay,
I'm just gonna,
do you want me to stay?
I'm just going to go on a tangent for a moment. Forgive me. Josh, I made a promise to Laura.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I might hit you.
At the start of the week that I could have her married.
I might go somewhere now as
No, stay. Now, Josh, you said that partly you have time to do all this because you're...
Well, I'm patient and single.
Patient and single.
He just did that.
Hey, now, single just like Jesus and Paul.
Guys.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying.
This is the moment where I'm going to turn your mic
Josh,
off, Dan.
Here's a young lady in front of you.
Thanks, Dan. Really appreciate it.
Come back tomorrow. I'm a registered minister, so we can get
I'm turning
this
your
done.
Mic off. You need to just shush now. Thanks, Josh, for hanging around. Really appreciate it. Dan, you can go find somewhere else to go now.
No worries, Mrs. Hawkins.